his blaming finger. But if you know where I've been, please spare me then. I see horses, all four horses. Lord, forgive me for all I caused down from my intentions. Isn't someone praying for the sinful souls for a salvation? Maybe he's there on my ticket. Who can check it? They're mistaken. Fool I was, too long to change. For on fall they head my
Jesse Swayze. Did I sing Conway Twitty down at the karaoke? Hangover thinking. Well, I got the Sunday morning blues. Friday night will be here soon. Woke up, my head was spinning. I was feeling a little bit guilty. Was I a Casanova, spreading my love all over? Hangover thinking. Well, I got the Sunday morning blues. Friday night will be here soon. Hangover thinking. It's making me want to start drinking. Gonna call up my old friends. Do it all again, no more hangover thinking. Again, no more hangover thinking.
Some old-fashioned country music right there from artist Jesse Argenye with Hangover Thinking. And before that, I played Four Horses, a raw tale of sin, sorrow, and the long road to redemption. And it was just released from UK-based singer-songwriter Adrian Roy. Now I'm going to play something from Melbourne, Australia's Crowded House. Love this band. Actually got to see Neil Finn with the old 97s not too long ago. This is from their 1988 release, Temple of Low Men album. This song achieved a lot of success and was number 2 on both the Australian and New Zealand charts, and reached number 1 on the Canadian record chart as well. Here's Better Be Home Soon, right here by Crowded House on the Jukebox.
Somewhere deep inside, something's got a hold on you. And it's pushing me aside. See it stretch on forever. And I know I'm right. For the first time in my life, that's why I tell you, you'd better be home soon. Back to nothingness, like a week in the desert. And I know I'm right for the first time in my life. That's why I tell you,
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Train. from Six Nations of the Grand River, Bullet Train by Chase Martin. Recently, I had an opportunity to sit down with him and Derek Miller, and we started writing a really great tune. Can't wait for that to be done so that we can play it for you. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. We got music coming up from Duran Jones and The Indications, a tune called Flower Moon. If you really like soul music, they are really good at it. They're from Bloomington, Indiana. Also on the show, Olivia Dean, a brand new artist that was introduced to me, really by my daughter. She's from London, England, and this particular artist is really amazing. What a great voice and a very cool sort of soul R&B jazz pop sound coming from Olivia Dean. And we're going to play the song Man I Need. O.C. Elliott blend their beautiful harmonies together on a brand new release from their album Bungalow. It's called Younger Days. We're going to play that. And right now, indigenous country singer Sherry Marie Ptolemy with the song Angel. Here it is on the jukebox.
He's got smoke on his suit. His knuckles are black and blue. He's stronger than bourbon without the branch. Now I knew when I met him, I didn't stand a chance. I know he'll hurt me like Johnny hurt you. I know he never quite hung the moon. And the fire that keeps me warm tonight is only gonna set me ablaze in the daylight. But he's been through hell, so I'll be his angel. He shoots straight from the hip. He'll charm you right out of your boots. His hands are callous but gentle too. And it's all over when he plays his Gibson too. I know he'll hurt me like Johnny. Thank you.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. According to a new study, one of the first estimates of sea level rise made by the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change closely matches what actually happened over the past 30 years.
What we found was that they did remarkably well.
That's Torbjörn Törnqvist of Tulane University. In the 1990s, the IPCC released a report with different scenarios for carbon emissions and what each would mean for global sea level rise. Turnquist's study found that real-world emissions have closely tracked one of the report's middle-of-the-road scenarios, and global sea levels have risen about 9 centimeters, very close to the 8 predicted by the UN report. Those early predictions were made without today's advanced computer models, and they over- or underestimated the impacts of some drivers of sea level rise. But Turnquist says it shows that even 30 years ago, scientists understood the fundamentals of climate change.
I find it hard to think of any other form of evidence that is more compelling to demonstrate that this is happening. It has been happening for a long time, and we know why, and we understand it, and we can make credible projections.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about